أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور صدق الله العظيم. We discuss تبارك الذي بيده الملك in brief, that is that being in whose hands is the sovereignty is most lofty, most blessed. All blessings, all barakah, all of it begins with Allah. It is from Allah. Allah is the source of all blessings. Thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, that being in whose hands is the sovereignty. We discuss sovereignty of this material world. Just very briefly, it is all in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is all in the control of Allah. Allah grants kingdom, Allah grants leadership, Allah grants governance to whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires. Elections and selections and all of that is just a mere means. It is all in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He gives sovereignty, He gives kingdom, He gives governance to whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala desires. No matter how great a ruler may have been, whether it was Namrud, whether it was Sikandar, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them the sovereignty of the entire world, but that was a very limited sovereignty. That was a very limited kingdom. No king, no power in this world can rule on every aspect of the land. One simple example, we go through a drought. Which king can bring rain? Which king can make the winds blow? And if the blowing of the winds are fierce, then which king can slow down that blowing of that winds? It is all in the hands of Allah. So we come to the logical conclusion then, that whatever kingdoms there may be, whatever governance there may be, whatever leaderships there may be in the world, all of it is very superficial in its nature. It belongs all to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is something with regards to this material world. We take it further. We find in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this world will come to an end with the blowing of the trumpet, and then all that exists on this earth, all of it will come to an end. And then there will be a period of time between the blowing of two trumpets. One will signal the end of this world, everything will crumble and everything will disintegrate. And then there will be the blowing of the trumpet that will then signal the day of Qiyamah. In between these two, Sayyidina Abu Huraira and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrate, we're speaking about the sovereignty, we're speaking about the kingdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So everything will cease to exist. There will be absolutely no existence whatsoever but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is when you and I need to realize we are but mere entities on the earth. We are absolutely nothing. We have come from nothingness. We are nothing. And then we slowly progress into nothingness once again when we go back into our qabars. So hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala demonstrates this mulk, the kingdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Everything ceases to exist, even the angels, whether it is Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, whether it is Israfil alayhi salam, whether it is Mikail alayhi salam, whether it is Israel, Malakul Maut, all of them will cease to exist. There will be absolutely no existence whatsoever. In this hadith it comes, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar and Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu have narrated that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, at that time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will stand with this entire earth rolled up in the left hand of Allah. Of course, these are things that we won't come to grips with. We will not have an understanding of it whatsoever. And all the skies will be in the right hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَوْمَ تَبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. Then everyone and everything will then cease to exist, all of it rolled in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then another earth, such a ground that will come for the day of Qiyamah, on which not a single blood has been spilt, not a single drop of blood had been spilt, not a single sin had been committed, such a sky under which no disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken place. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will ask the question, Limanil mulkul yawm? Limanil mulkul yawm? Today, in this era, in this period, for who is the sovereignty? In one hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the announcement, Ana al-malik, ayna al-jabbarun, wa ayna al-mutakabbirun. I am the king, where are the tyrants, where are those that are arrogant, those who were arrogant, where is Firaun, where is Haman, where is Qarun, where is Namrud, where are all the kings of this world that came and they were given the sovereignty, and obviously they disobeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they transgressed, they oppressed, and they were tyrants on the surface of this earth. So then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith is a clear demonstration that whatever sovereignty, whatever kingdom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to whoever, all of it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It emanates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One step further, the day of Qiyamah, Al-Mulku Yawma Idhil Lillah. The mulk, the sovereignty, the kingdom on that day belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one hand, in Surah Al-Fatiha, we say, Maliki Yawmiddin, Allah, you are the Malik. The milk, the ownership, all belongs to Allah. The mulk, the sovereignty, all of it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives. Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. That blessed be that being, lofty be that being, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose control is the sovereignty. The sovereignty of all stages of this earth, be it in this world, be it in the intermedia between the two blowings of the trumpet, when there will be absolutely no entity that is existing, be it on the day of Qiyamah, all of it, all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.